God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start at the 22nd verse. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. 23rd verse says, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? 24th final verse, it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Okay. My goodness. I was struggling trying to get through this word this morning because there is an understanding from the throne of grace that must be transferred from me to you. And sometimes that makes where the enemy starts first is struggling, making me struggle with the reading. But we're going on because we have read Matthew chapter 6, 22 through 24. We have read this and we understand that your eye, and there it is now in my voice. Excuse me. So now we understand that our eye is symbolic to our light, a light to the body. So when your eye, when you have peace, when you have joy, when you have God, because all those things come from God, peace and joy, okay? This is when you can say that your light is clear, your light is clean, your light is pure, okay? And when your light is pure, then your whole body will be clear, pure, full of joy. So if all you see is evil and bad and everything you think is negative, and every time you look at somebody, all you can come up with is something bad to say, then your light, your conscience, your mindset is dark, okay? You're dark. And what you have to do in order to come into alignment with the kingdom of God is you have to clear out your conscience. You have to purify your mind. You have to get your light to shine bright. That's the joy of the Lord to be on the inside, because what's on the inside is what's going to come out of the outside. You won't be able to hide behind a mask of cheeriness all day and all night, 365 days of the year, week waking and sleeping. You can't do it. If what's inside of you is evil, then what's going to show up on the outside is going to be evil. Eventually, the mask is going to crack. Okay, so right now we have to understand that our body, our light of this body, must be full of the Spirit of the living God. Because if it is not, what is going to come forth is not going to be of conducive to the Spirit of the living God. It's going to be conducive to the things of the world. It's going to be conducive to the thing that you want to crucify. So we have to understand what it is to be filled with the light of the Christ, okay? That's the light that he talks about being in your eye. And if that light is not in your eye, then what happens is, then evil shows up. Then the things of the world, the enemy, the old selfish you, the old righteous, self-righteous you, the old stingy, old don't care about nobody, unfeeling, malice, evil speaking person will show back up. And what you cannot do is you cannot have two positions, okay? You can only have one face in God, okay? You cannot have several faces in God. This one face, this is the only face that you can have in God. You cannot have a face of light and a face of dark. You cannot have a face of peace and a face of corruption. You can't do that, because the 24th verse say you can't serve two masters. I'm not making this up. We just read it. Go back and read it at your speed and at your leisure. But it's right there in the written word of God. You cannot have two faces. Those two faces are two masters. You can't serve but one God at a time. You cannot decide that you're going to serve God on the Holy Spirit God on Sunday and the Holy Hell God on Monday. It doesn't work like that. You have to serve but one God. It is only the only thing you can do is align yourself with the perfect will of God and ask God to purify who you are, not to show you how to act like the rest of those saved people, not to show you how to talk like the rest of those saved people, not to show you how to dress like the rest of those saved people, because what you can do is become an imitation of others. But you want to be a real Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, righteous man or woman of God. You don't want to be an imitation. You want God to fill you up for real. You want God to sanctify you for real. You want God to change you for real. Because if you just get a form of godliness, then it comes with no power. See, this is a whole nother message. Had no idea this is where God was going with this morning. But see, when you do this, you cheat yourself. Because what you have done now is you begin to look like something that you're not. So that when the enemy seek, and say he seek upon the face of the Lord, seeking who he may devour, he sees somebody that look like a saint that ain't a saint at all. And so what he begin to do is he begin to test you like a saint. But you won't stand up under the authority of the enemy's testing, because you don't have the fullness of God on the inside. And what you did was you borrowed somebody else's image and you put it on top of an unclean vessel. You put it on top of an unclean walker. You put it on top of a dim light. And what you did was set yourself up to be tested under a power, under the authority of a saint, and you don't walk in that authority. So when the test of a saint show up in your house, you don't know what to do with it, because you ain't filled with nothing that can fight back. You ain't filled with nothing that the enemy got to respect. You ain't filled with nothing to make the enemy behave. So what you have done is set yourself up for the test of a saint, but you don't have the tools of a saint. So you don't know how to stand up and declare the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost when the test of the saint show up. So what you need to do is you have to. What you have to do is you have to go back to the first landmark. That's what the old people used to call it, the first landmark. That's where you got saved the first time. That's where you got saved at, and you gave God your heart the first time. And what you need to do is ask God to make you over on the inside, from the inside to the outside, so the inside can be just as pure and just as holy as what you have made the outside become. Because the outside and the inside got to match, y'all. And really what you want to do is you want to start on the inside and work your way to the outside. Because when the inside is clean, what it'll do is it'll make you clean up the outside, and you don't got to worry about what nobody else got on, and you don't got to worry about what nobody else seeing. Because if you're clean on the inside, it'll show up on the outside. If you're sanctified on the inside, it'll show up on the outside. If you're saved on the inside, then your mouth will be saved. If you're saved on the inside, your vocabulary will be changed. If you're saved on the inside, then everything about you will be turned around. If you're saved on the inside, oh my God, hallelujah on this morning. When you get saved on the inside, and when trouble come, you will know that greater is he that live in you than he that is in the world. When you're saved on the inside, hallelujah on this morning. When the doctor say you're sick, you will look in the mirror and say all is well, because you know that your God is a healer, and you know that your God is a way maker, and you know that your God, yes, still sit on the throne. And so when bad news show up, you will be able to say, I'm saved. Yes, I am. And the God I serve, he'll never leave me, and he'll never forsake me, and he gonna be with me until the very end of the earth. And you won't lose that. You won't lose your testimony. You won't lose that. You won't lose your fight back. You won't lose that, because you got it weighed down on the inside, and nobody can take it away from you when it's on the inside. When you buried it on the inside, there's a flame that burn, and it come to burn away everything that the enemy tried to put in your path. That flame that burn on the inside, say all is well when they come and knock on your door and serve you with those papers. That flame that burn on the inside, and say, God, take care of the birds of the air. Oh, ye of little faith, when they tell you you got to move out of your house, that flame that burn on the inside, and say that God that you serve, he on a cattle on a thousand hill. So even when a paycheck ain't coming, the bills yet still gonna be paid, because that flame, that holy flame, that flame that burn on the inside, he gonna take care of you. He gonna supply for you. He gonna provide for you. He gonna make a way out of no way for you. And all you got to do is be changed on the inside, and let it show up on the outside, where you only got one face, where you only got one faith, where you only got one God. And when mammon cannot be your God, that's your monies and your riches, your best friend, your neighbor, they not your God. Those are the mammons in your life. And when you serve God the Father, the one that art in heaven, hallowed be his name, then you understand that God is great, and he is worthy of the praise. And God is great, and he is worthy of the glory. And God is great, and he is worthy of the honor. Yes, you will. You understand that God is the great I am. You understand that God is the one you serve. You understand that God is the one that'll provide. And if he gotta send it from a stranger, if he gotta send it from the West Coast, if he gotta send it from another country, if he gotta send it from another continent, God don't mind blessing you, his people. He don't mind doing what need to be done for his people. And we say thank you on today for the power of God moving. For the power of God moving. When we submit and we get one face. When we submit and we get one face. One face. One face of light. One face of purity. One face of holiness. One face, hallelujah, that we can present before the throne of grace and say, here I am, Holy Spirit. Here I am from the inside to the outside. Here I am, Holy Spirit, as pure as I can get by seeking after you. As holy as I can get by seeking after you. As holy as I can get by calling on your name. Here I am, God. And you see what's going on. And you see what I'm dealing with. And God, you will look after me, because you will never leave me, or you'll never forsake me. And you say yes and amen. And it is so. And that's what I'm standing on. So on today, if you find yourself to have more than one face, go to the Lord and tell him I'm cashing all the rest of these faces in. It's a mighty cash in that need to happen. I'm cashing these faces in, God. And I'm asking you to do away with these faces that don't line up with your will. These faces that don't give glory to your power. These faces that don't give honor to you and your sacrifice. I'm cashing in these faces on this morning. And I'm asking you to come into my heart, into my mind and my spirit, and make me over from the inside to the outside. Hallelujah on this morning. On this morning, make me over from the inside to the outside, so that when trouble come, there'll be one face, and that face will have a light, and that light will show me the way, and it'll show me the truth, and it'll lead me and guide me, hallelujah, through the valley of the shadow of death, hallelujah, because I got one face, and that face has the light of God, that face got the spirit of God, that face got the peace of God, that face operate under the authority of God, and you'll take me through the valley of the shadow of death, and I don't gotta fear no evil, because I understand that the rod and the staff of the Most High God, they are the ones that are comforting me. They are the ones that are protecting me. They're the ones that are being with me all the time. And God, that's what I want to be on today. I want to have the light of the world, the light of the world that God has provided, the light that the world that God has given me to have on the inside of me, so that darkness cannot consume me, so that trouble cannot bind me up, so sickness can't shackle me down. Hallelujah on this morning. We ask God for the light. The light that give peace and the light that give wholeness. We need that light on today. On this day, you be blessed in the Lord. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. For there is nobody like you. We magnify you right now because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am. And for this we give you worship. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory. For this we give you praise. You are mighty God. You are awesome God. You are worthy God. And we magnify you on today, understanding that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you right now, God, for being the God that sit up high and look down low, for taking care of us when we could not see about ourselves, for making ways for us when we didn't know which way was going to be made. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. And you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can. And we magnify your name right now. For you are God and you are God alone. And we give you glory and we give you honor. And we give you praise right now, God. Understanding on today that you are the King of Glory. Understanding on today that you are Lord Mighty God. And we give you honor and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. You are mighty righteous God. You are holy God. And we bless your name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of the Most High. We give you glory and we magnify you. We give you honor and we glorify you. We give you praise, for you are God and you are God alone. And we bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. And we bless you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are the great I Am. And we give you glory. And we say thank you on today. Understanding that no matter what, you're going to do what need to be done in the mighty name.
name of Jesus, God. And we say thank you on this morning for seeing about us and for covering us and protecting us from seen and unseen danger. We got to say thank you for doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do concerning us. You are the mighty I am. You are holy. You are righteous. You are worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, we lift you up. On this morning, we glorify you. On this morning, we magnify you. On this morning, we say thank you for doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. We bless your name on today. We magnify your name on today. You alone are worthy of the praise. And we glorify you. You alone are worthy of the glory. And we magnify you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I am. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. On this morning, we glorify your name. You are the King of Kings. And we say thank you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, on this morning, look down upon the ones in the mighty name of Jesus that are standing in the need of a miracle, that are standing in the need of a breakthrough, that's standing in the need of a blessing from the throne of grace. You are the King of Kings. You are God, mighty Lord. And we magnify you on today that you're looking down upon Chris and Miss Annie and Mother Bibi and Queenie Mae on today and Patricia and Ebony on this morning. And on this morning, Deacon Dawkins, Deacon Boykin and Deaconess Boykin. You are God and you're going to do what need to be done in their lives. You're going to give them the strength that they need that surpasses even their own understanding. You're going to work it out. You're going to turn it around and you're going to do what need to be done. And we magnify your name on this morning, understanding that you are the King of Glory. Understanding that you're God Almighty. Understanding that you're worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory. You are mighty God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we bless you all today in the name of Jesus, God. And your name alone is worthy, and we bless you right now. Your name alone is mighty, and we magnify you right now. Your name alone is great, and is greatly to be praised. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And even on this morning, as Tasha get ready to go into and do this operating room on today, mighty God, we need your authority and your power and your anointing to go into the operating room theater right before her in the name of Jesus. And mighty God, by your power, sterilize every piece of equipment, sanitize every surface. Mighty God, anoint every hand that's going to have a thing to do in the midst of this. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to every piece of machinery and we say, hear the name that is above all names and do that which you were designed to do. We rebuke failure and hiccups and hang-ups in the mighty name of Jesus, that this will be done in a minimally pervasive procedure, mighty God, and there won't be no delays and there won't be no unexpected circumstance, but by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you're doing what only you can do. You're moving like only you can move. You're working it out. You're turning it around. And you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint the physician's hands. Anoint the team hands. Anoint the anesthesiologist's hands. Mighty God, the scrub tech and the nurse's assistant. Touch them, God, one by one. Touch them, God, that you know what need to be done. that they'll be able to do it under the anointing called excellence in the mighty name of Jesus. And no matter what the devil thinking, we're canceling out every evil assignment. No matter what the devil speaking, we're destroying every demonic blueprint that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you God, you're going to show up. You God, you're going to be right there when she arrives. You God, you're going to be right there the whole entire time. You God, you're going to do what need to be done. You are the King of Glory. You God, you're Lord Almighty, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're going to do what only you can. And we say thank you in advance for a good report. We say thank you in advance for a righteous report. We say thank you in advance for doing what only you can. And we say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving and you're working, and you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, you are God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And you're going to see about us as we travel down the highway. You're going before us, and you're going to keep the deer in the woods. You're going to keep the drivers in their own lanes. You're going to walk all around the car. You're going to touch every driver in the mighty name of Jesus. And no matter what, everything will be according to the purpose of the kingdom of the Most High God. That no matter what, the devil ain't going to get no victory in the midst of this. Our coming is anointing. Our blowing is anointed. Our return is anointed. For you are God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the Living God, on this morning, look down upon Sarah, my mother. Touch her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. That no weapon that form against her is going to be able to prosper. No weapon that form against her is going to be able to do what it was sent to do. That by the authority and the power of the blood, every organ, every limb is being covered by the authority of the Most High. That no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what the devil doing, he ain't gonna get no glory. He ain't gonna get no honor. He ain't gonna get no praise. You are God. You are King. You are the mighty I am. And we glorify your name on this morning. You are mighty righteous. You holy God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great. And it's greatly to be praised, and we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you're looking down upon Miss Paula on today in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're giving her the strength to do that which need to be done at a time like this. That no matter what the devil trying, he ain't going to get no victory. He ain't going to get no clearance. He ain't going to get no authority. For you are God, the King of Glory. For you are God, Lord Almighty. And you're moving. And you're working and you're doing what need to be done, that no matter what, the enemy won't be able to circumvent her. He won't be able to manipulate her. He won't be able to sit on her. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you God, you're gonna do what need to be done on Miss Paula's behalf. You're gonna give her peace in the midst of it all. You're gonna give her strength in the midst of it all. You're going to work it out and you're going to do it, for you are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. You are God, the great I am. And you're working and you're moving and you're doing what need to be done. And we glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone. It is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the praise. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the glory. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we glorify you on this morning that you're looking down upon the Bar House and the Sprint's House on today. And mighty God, everything that these women, these people in this house, the women and the men of this house, these houses stand in need of, you are showing up and you're doing what need to be done. That no matter what, the devil don't get no victory. No matter what, the devil don't get no honor. No matter what, the devil don't get no glory. You are righteous. You are holy. You are great. And you are greatly to be praised. Mighty God. Holy God. Righteous God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I am. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. On this morning, look down upon our children on today, one by one, and name by name, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are the King of Glory, and you're going to keep our children safe from harm and danger. There won't be no weapon that try to form against our children that's going to be able to prosper. And by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, our children are covered from influenza and whooping cough and pneumonia. That by the authority and the power of the blood, there won't be no gunmen that can gun them down. There'll be no sex trafficker that can snatch them up. There'll be no kidnapper that can take them away. But by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are God, and you're working things out on behalf of our children. You are God, and you're turning things around on behalf of our children. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are the great I am. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone, and we glorify your most holy name on this morning in the name of Jesus. You are mighty righteous, and we honor you on today that you're looking down upon them one by one, and name by name, near and far, young and old. You got our children in the palm of your hand, and you're going to see about them, and you're going to take care of them, and you're going to protect them, and at an early grave will never know their name, that they will be leaders and never followers, that demonic associations are being destroyed, that wicked imaginations are being uprooted, that a lying tongue will never abide among our children, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you're giving them that which they need in order to become that which you say they can become, in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power and the anointing of the blood, you are raising them up. You are edifying them. You are taking away generational sicknesses and manner of diseases that would want to plague their bodies. You're uprooting demonic time bombs off of the lives of our children, in the mighty name of Jesus. That Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla and Jocelyn and Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Karina, Josiah, Marlon, Nariah, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, and you're seeing about them, in the mighty name of the risen Savior. You are God, and you are protecting them In the name of Jesus, no matter what the devil's saying, you are going to do what only the kingdom and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do. You're going to keep them. You're going to shield them. You're going to protect them in the righteous name of the Most High God. That Sarah and David Ray and Desiree and Jason and Trevin and Jaquan and Deontay and Keyshawn, Michaela and Nakiah, Bella and Sarah and Jackson and Joshua and Desiree on this morning, they are covered by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that evil law enforcement won't be able to bind them up, that no wicked imagination will be able to destroy them, that no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what he's trying, you God, you get the final say so. You God, you are the King of Glory. You God, you're doing what needs to be done, that they might know that you are God, that they might know that you are King, that they might know that you are the great I am. And we magnify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. On this morning, you're looking down upon Apostle Mark Badger, First Lady Badger, and Prophet Shamar Bennett, and mighty God, the work that you have placed among these three that must be done. Give them that which they need in order to stand up and do the thing that you require that get done, that by the authority and the power of the blood, strengthen them on every side, strip away every annoyance, every aggravation, everything that come to pull them off track, let it be destroyed by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, that they might be able to do that which you required to be done in this season, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, everything will come together, everything will work, for you are the King of Glory, you are God Almighty, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're seeing about them, and you're turning things around concerning them, you're working things out on behalf of them. You are the great I am, and you're doing what only you can do to see about them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your most holy name. We magnify your most holy name. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that there is none like you. Understanding that we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. On this morning, we glorify your name. On this morning, we magnify your name. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are going to do what need to be done on behalf of us. And we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you are even looking down upon Janelle and Calvin on today. That no matter where they might be, no matter what might be going on all around them, that you are the King of Glory and you're showing up on their behalf. You are the King of Glory and you're seeing about them. You are the King of Glory and you are making a way out of no way concerning them. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are doing what need to be done. You are working like only you can work. You are moving like only you can move. And we magnify your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God. We say thank you right now, for you are God. You are God alone, and we give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. There is none like you. We can say thank you, Father, for there is none like you. We can give you glory, Father, for there is none like you. We can say, God, that we love you and we adore you, because there is none like you. You are God. You are King. You are the mighty I am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because there is none like you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We say thank you on this morning that you're looking down on today upon the bereaved families, one by one and name by name, that no matter what the enemy try to plant in among them, no matter what discord the enemy try to cause to rise in a time like this, we quiet every word of discord. We quiet every demonic murmur in the name of Jesus, that no matter what the enemy is saying, that he won't be able to cause them to be angry with each other at a time like this, that there will be peace and there will be harmony in the midst of the sorrow, in the midst of the loss, that no matter what, you're going to rise in the midst of them and give them that which they think they can't have, and that is the peace of the Lord. Mighty God, you're going to show up and do what need to be done on their behalf, to let them know that you are God, you are King, you are righteous, you are holy, and you're going to see about them, you're going to take care of them, you're going to turn it around and work it out concerning them. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We glorify you on this morning, that you're looking down at the Pushe family, that you're looking down at the Green family, that you are seeing about them, and that you're giving them joy in the midst of the sorrow. You're giving them hope where it seems to be hopeless, for you are the King of glory. You're God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. You are Lord. You are mighty. You are righteous. And we honor you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. See about us on today. Cover us on today. Protect us on today. That every step that we take, it'll be where you want us to step. Every move that we make, it'll be according to your will. That no matter what the devil's saying, he ain't gonna get no victory in the mighty name of Jesus. God, touch Raymond, my father, in his body, God, in his physical body. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, in his spine, in his knees, in his hips. Mighty God, touch him, Father, and take away every aggravation, every pain, every discomfort. For you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God. You are God. And we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Be with us all the day long. Protect us all the day long. Let us walk and talk and be who you are calling us to be in this season. That you might be glorified. That you might be magnified. That you might be lifted up. And we say thank you right now. We give you praise right now. We give you glory right now. We give you honor right now. For you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being God. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father, for watching over us as the United States of America, keeping us safe where we are, right where we are, God. You are protecting us, you are shielding us, and you are doing what only you can do concerning us. And we don't take that for granted. We say thank you for every provision. We say thank you for every protection. We say thank you for every way that you are making, for every situation of the enemy that you are blocking, for every move that the enemy is trying to make that you are stopping. We say thank you on today in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 As we lead prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us
shielding us and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, He will bring you out.